Parshas Bereishis is the beginning of the Torah. It relates the beginning of the world and of man, how the world and man were created. The Parsha is named after its very first word, Bereishis, which means in the beginning or at the beginning. Our sages find this word extremely significant and offer many explanations for its meaning, its symbolism, and the many allusions it contains. Rashi, who is the principal commentator of the Torah, does note that the use of this word in the introductory verse of the Torah, which states that God created the heaven and the earth, begs for interpretation. He quotes the Medrash, which offers an alternate translation. Bereishis may mean not only in or at the beginning, but also because of Reishis. And the term Reishis refers to the Torah, which in the book of Proverbs is called Reishis Darkoi, the beginning of his, God's, way. The first verse of the Torah thus reads as following. Bereishis, because of the Torah, or for the sake of the Torah, which is called Reishis, Boro Elokim es hashamayim ves oretz, God created the heaven and the earth. This reading is not some cute interpretation. It expresses the very foundation of Judaism, the very meaning and purpose of the world and of man. For if the heavens and the earth were created for the sake of the Torah, this means quite clearly that the Torah existed already before creation took place. Indeed, our sages state this explicitly. Toiro kodmo le'olam, the Torah preceded the universe. They state, moreover, that just as an architect uses plans and diagrams, so the Almighty used the Torah as his blueprint for creating the world. Istakel beoraiso uboro almo. He looked into the Torah and created the world. The implications of this are obvious. What is the Torah? The term Torah means instruction, teaching. For the Torah teaches man how to act and behave. The Torah, through its commandments and prohibitions, the mitzvahs, reveals to man God's will, God's expectations of man. It reveals and teaches the divine purpose for the world and mankind, and what each and every one of us must do in order to achieve and realize this purpose. It is therefore very significant to know that the Torah preceded the creation of the world and serves as its blueprint. For that means that the moral code of the Torah, its teachings and instructions, its commandments and prohibitions, are not superimposed upon a world and a human species that already existed. If man and the world had preceded the Torah, if they had been entities distinct from the Torah, then we could anticipate conflicts between them. It would be possible to expect tensions between the reality of human beings living in our physical world and the moral demands of the Torah. It is altogether different, however, when the Torah precedes the world and serves as the blueprint for its creation. For this means now that the world and man were created according to the Torah. It means that the makeup of the world and of man conform to the Torah. It means that the world and man are based on and rooted in the Torah. Thus it is impossible that there be any conflict or tension between the natures and realities of the world and man on the one hand and Torah on the other hand. Any problems, difficulties, or contradictions that appear to us in trying to live a Torah way of life, therefore, are not real. They are but of our own making. This, then, is the beginning and teaching of Bereishis, the first word, the beginning and foundation of the whole Torah. It explains for us the meaning and purpose of every human being. It tells us who and what we are, what we are supposed to be, and what immense potential we possess. The word Bereshis enlightens us about our mission in life and thus infuses us with the inspiration and encouragement to carry out this mission.